All right, welcome to No Quarters, episode 8.
Hello.
It's a video game podcast.
Where we video game the video games.
And yes. Talk.
We do talk. We speak.
We do. We speak words.
We beep, communicate boop, beep, boop, beep, via boop, audio boop, signal.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes Morse code.
What?
Sorry. Go ahead.
We don't communicate via moist code.
Oh, I do.
I communicate via moist code.
Anyway, I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we don't suck.
Actually,
shh.
No.
You're ruining it.
Sorry.
Again.
The illusion, the majesty.
Yeah, this is pretty majestic.
It is.
Tell you that much.
If you could see the light that was shining down upon us right now.
Majestic like a fox.
Are foxes majestic? Star Fox was pretty majestic.
When he does a barrel roll.
Yeah, of course when he does a barrel roll. Yeah. But anyway, we like video games.
And we're going to talk about them.
Yeah, we've been playing some.
A couple.
Harlow, as always, played all the new hotness.
I did.
I played one.
BJ and I played the old busted whateverness.
Oh, definitely not busted.
Oh.
Well, technically
you
busted.
Bust
yeah. You yeah. bust things, but it's not busted.
Yeah. But anyway, Harlow, you've been eager.
He's been
incredibly eager to speak about this. So let's just
vibrating.
Yeah, let's just get it over with. Come on.
God of War 3.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. Times 3.
Really?
Yeah, it's just what you want in a PS3 God of War. It redefines the word epic.
So how does it compare to Dante's Inferno?
I don't necessarily dislike Dante's Inferno, but it's becoming very hard to say I like it because this is just so much bigger and better.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, Dante's Inferno is like God of War for people who can't get God of War.
Right, it is.
So.
Mm-hmm.
It is Saints Row 1 to Grand Theft Auto 4, though. It's like, here's this cute little game you can play, and it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, and then you get the real thing, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I remember what this was about. This is a huge city with lots of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just amazing. I mean, graphics, everything, just so good. First game I can remember playing that has a 7.1 mix, and it just rocks the fucking house. It's amazing sound.
Well, you're the first person I know who has a 7.1 setup.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I can't be more happy with this game. I haven't quite beaten it, but I think I'm getting close. But the only reason I can tell is you level up your health and magic bars, as always. And I've maxed out health and magic, and all I have left to do is there's an item bar now. It's kind of a new bar.
Okay.
And because they no longer count like your arrows and stuff like that as a magic power.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
it's item power.
It's an item power kind of thing.
Okay.
Because I guess people kind of complain about that.
Well, I know you said you've played, what, like probably 10 hours so far, maybe more?
Yeah, at least. I don't know.
At least.
I mean, that's some redoing stuff.
You already would have beaten Dante's Inferno a time and a half at this point.
Probably, yeah. Dante's Inferno is like probably a good 4-hour game.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing and you're pretty good at it, you can probably do it in about 4.5 hours. Probably,
shit, I should have played that last night instead.
Yeah.
If you play it on easy, you probably would beat it.
I'd have finished it.
If you didn't just go treasure hunting, you would probably beat it about.
Yeah, and this, you don't have to go super crazy looking for stuff. I mean, it's not that hard to find the hidden stuff that's not all that hidden. It's again, the same old trick of, you know, static camera angle and, hey, if you walk over here.
Towards the camera.
If you walk off to the side, oh, hey, look, there's a little hidden area that you didn't see. And there's a couple of cool new little tricks you get. One of the items you can get, I believe he's the very first god you kill, and it's Helios, the sun god.
Spoiler.
Yeah, but you get his head, and it acts like a super flashlight, basically.
Sort of nice.
In a similar fashion to the Medusa head from God of
right.
War 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but not only can you stun enemies with it by blinding them, you can unlock certain secret areas. They'll be like, you can kind of see it. It'll be like a little shadowy area, and if you shine the head on it, it's like, oh, there's a chest there, or there's a door. Or,
yeah, okay.
But so that's kind of a cool mechanic.
So, but, as far as graphics go, is this pretty much, like, tops?
Yeah. I mean, it's as good, or if not maybe better in parts than Uncharted 2. I mean, I won't apologize, but, we're all probably pretty biased Xbox 360 fanboys to an extent, but I gotta say, when you have a first-party title doing the PS3, it looks so much better.
Yeah, it's tough to compete.
Well, we've always declared that while we typically play games on the 360, if you're looking for a real a really, really good-looking game, PS3 first-party titles or where it's at.
I mean, you know, you can take or leave. Some are slightly better, some are slightly worse as far as multi-system games. Mm-hmm. Some they are look slightly better on the PS3, but you can't beat first-party.
Yeah, if they were developed first for the PS3, chances are they're going to
look amazing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, one thing I have to kind of spoil just because it's so awesome and it fits right in our wheelhouse is one of the casting choices.
Okay.
I'm not sure which to say first, because if I say the character, you're going to immediately know who it is. And if I say who it is, you're going to immediately know the character.
They're God, Morgan Freeman.
Let's just say they're synonymous.
God, Morgan Freeman.
No. Think Greek universe. Not quite a god.
Jesus, Jim Caviezel.
Come on.
Hercules. Kevin Sorbo?
Yes.
Nice.
No.
Yes.
No.
Immediately picked it up.
Does Kratos rip his face off?
Uh-oh.
Kratos rips his face off. Yes.
I can't quite
Kratos
say.
Kratos rips his face off.
This just in, confirmed. God of War 3, rip Kevin Sorbo's face off as Kratos.
It's
buy it now.
Something happens to his face. I won't confirm ripping.
Oh, wow. So I was just
hey,
thinking of a random
you're on target.
crazy thing that Kratos does seem to rip people's heads off
and
like open their jaws wider than they should until they come unhinged.
I'm sorry if that's a spoiler, because it is about probably halfway through the game, but come on, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. There's no real spoilers in God of War. He kills everyone and everything that gets near him.
Now, there
which kind of makes me wonder,
especially
like,
his wife.
What happens at the end of the game? Does he just destroy the world because he's killed all the gods and the whole thing collapses?
I will tell you shortly, probably in another 2 to 3 hours.
As soon as this is over, you're rushing over to the PS3.
Maybe.
Is what you're saying.
Maybe.
He becomes... Actually, Kratos is the reason for monotheism.
Oh.
He kills all the other gods and becomes the one true god.
Ah, that makes sense.
And then he has a baby.
Now
allegedly.
You can accuse me.
Okay.
Well, you know, I wouldn't sin if a god had giant chain sword things.
Well, they do
well,
say
that's the thing. Some things have been lost in translation, you know.
I believe there's something that says that our god is a vengeful god, and that kind of fits the bill.
Until Kratos he had a kid, vengeful. And then he kind of calmed down.
Yeah, he kind of mellowed out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
you've just been banned in the Bible Belt. You realize
that, that's cool.
It just happened.
Regular kids get grounded. Kratos kids.
Yeah.
I mean, Old Testament stuff. That's pretty Kratos.
Yeah.
New Testament is much more Timothy Leary. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Revelations, then it gets kind of Kratosy again.
Yeah. But so this anyway.
Anyway, back to Kratos.
Yeah. This this made you basically go out and buy DualShock 3, didn't it?
It kind of did. Yeah.
it's kind of sad. You need the rumble.
Here's another thing.
Controllers
like the
rumble.
5 minutes I played, you handed me. You're like, I was like, I just want to play some God of War 3. I want to check it out. And you're like, all right, here. And you threw me the controller, and I hadn't had a six axis, just the plain old one, in my hands in so long. I was like, this thing's got no weight. It's like a little tiny plastic thing.
I'm gonna break this.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
To be honest.
And then you went out and got one the next day.
Well, okay, the rumble thing is part of it, and I'm not going to lie about that, but the other part was, I don't know if my controller's going bad, but, you know, you do a lot of holding down R1 to open chests, and I'd get about halfway through a chest open, and then it was like the Bluetooth connection would break for half a second, and I'd have to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
So after that happened about 30 times, it was like new controller time.
Yeah.
I was literally playing it holding the controller up every time I'd open a chest. Just to make sure it would keep, you know, line of sight connection, even though I know it's not line of sight, but
right.
Yeah. Placebo effect.
Yeah.
Also, game controllers without rumble these days are bullshit.
That's true.
My personal opinion.
Well, Carlo and I both have launch PS3s
because
we wanted backwards compatibility. And
damn,
back then, they were doing everything they could possibly do to
keep the cost down.
Cut the cost.
Well, and they also kept telling you that they couldn't do rumble because it would mess with the six axis.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
six axis doesn't work.
It was so advanced that
it was so broken.
Yeah. Luckily, no, there's been no single six axis controls in the game. No shaking.
Yay.
No shaking, no nothing.
Yay.
I mean,
everyone
plenty of QuickTime events still, obviously.
Yeah, well, that's God of War.
Yeah
that's kind of...
Which, again, I'm going to throw out a minor spoiler, but you get to get busy in the game, and you do a QuickTime event through it.
Well, you do
but
in all of them.
I know, but this one's like particularly funny how it's done. I mean, you get to do like circular motions and then like a wiggle thing back and forth on the analog stick, and it's funny.
Oh, man, God of War 2 was just pressing buttons.
Yeah.
It has revolutionized video game sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it all happens off camera. But what's funny is you basically get busy with Aphrodite.
Duh.
Yeah. So, but then there's like two of her little handmaidens are standing off to the side, mm-hmm. basically giving you play by play. They're like, he's not going to. Oh my god. Or oh my gods, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So if you get to that point in the game and it gives you a yes no, do you want to stay? Come on. You got to say yes. Who says no? Maybe it's another trophy, but that's a pussy trophy.
What, to turn down Aphrodite?
No, the trophy is the pussy trophy.
That's true. Yeah. It is called Ladies Man.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I just absolutely have to spoil.
Well, you're already ruining most of it, man. Yeah. I don't even want to play the game anymore.
Okay.
You gave away everything.
Well, there's some badass flight control stuff where you get to use... I mean, this is continuation from God of War 2, but mm-hmm. you have Icarus's wings, and there's some these badass flight sequences where you're mm-hmm. flying through and evading stuff, and God, they look so good. I'm like, where's my Return of the Jedi game, and let me fly into the Death Star with these kind of graphics?
LFG Trench Run.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, that graphic sequence is just absolutely amazing, and makes me beg for a new Star Wars game with flight controls that look that good and that smooth.
I hope we get a Star Wars game that just goes through the story of the movies. Because, I mean, it's kind of like we've
Lego
reached...
Lego Star Wars? Duh.
Something that
I
looks
do love
good.
Lego Star Wars, but...
Those look great.
Well,
but
I've never seen many really, things I mean, move as realistically as
Other than that, okay. The last thing we had was, like, the arcade game that yeah. was, like, the, what was it, late 90s, early 2000s?
The Sega one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that one was fun, but, I mean... It's reached the point where they could just do something mind-blowing.
Yeah. Okay, there's one other thing I have to say about God of War.
Uh-oh.
Is there's a portion of the game where it basically becomes Ico. And it's a little weird.
You have to escort somebody around?
Yeah. And you basically have to do, like, Ico stuff, like drag her around and yeah. help her up and not go too far away
Ico?
From her.
Explain what you mean by the Ico.
It was a PS2 game.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the people that did Shadow of the Colossus, right?
Yeah.
It's very artsy. You were like a prince with a little princess, and you basically were like dragging her around by the hand the whole time. And like shadow, if you went too far away from her, like these shadow creatures would come out and try to take her away.
Ah.
But it's very...
It sounds like a game that would be a pain in the ass, but it's actually really good.
Yeah. It's an artsy game.
Yeah.
So the entire thing is an escort mission.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
But there's like no dialogue. She just kind of... She makes like little mm-hmm. Muppet noises.
So it's like Nell?
Yes. Chicopee! Chicopee too far away from me! Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Ico, the Nell game.
Yeah.
The movie tie-in game, until they lost the license.
Nell, the movie, the game. Now, from Visceral Games, Nell. Nell Razor.
Yes. Oh, man.
So
wow, that's just a reference. Nell is just a reference that yeah. nobody's going to get.
At least I pulled it out.
I know. I'm proud.
All right.
Jodie Foster wants an Oscar. Nell.
Yeah, didn't that come out a year after Forrest
yes.
Gump?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, you never go full retard.
Yeah, she went full retard. That's all there is to it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I guess you're saying God of War 3. You would recommend buying it if you have a PS3, that sort of thing.
Video yes. game of the century.
If you don't, I mean, unless that's just not your kind of game. I mean, there are people that don't like hack and slash.
Is the difficulty still pretty brutal?
You're going to hate certain parts. I'm going to tell you that right yeah. now. You are absolutely going to hate. I was playing a sequence last night, and about my third time through, I'm like, God, Mackie's going to be throwing controllers at this point.
Yeah.
So bad.
There's always a certain point in these games where they do something that just drives me insane.
Yep.
With Dante's Inferno, it was the... And in the original God of War, it was the, hey, push this thing up the hill while things are constantly spawning and attacking you. And if you let go of the thing, it will roll back down the hill.
I haven't encountered that.
Those were the ones that drove me the most completely insane. Yeah. Especially in Dante's Inferno, just because you had to do what felt like cheating. You would just you had to turn on the shield. And that was the only... That really felt like the only way to do it that wasn't incredibly frustrating.
They pretty much keep the puzzles and the fighting separate. Mm-hmm. There are timed fighting things, if you will. Like, you have to do it a certain way.
Yeah.
Or bad things will happen kind of deal. But It's not like you're trying to accomplish something. It's really just survive, and here's another element. You know, I'm trying to think of something liken it to.
Well, the stuff that always got me stuck in the original God of War was, you know, the pull a switch in this room, and you have exactly 6 seconds to...
There's a couple
to push this block this place and then jump up on top of it and jump out. And
yeah.
If you take 6.0001 seconds, you will die.
Yeah. Well,
and it takes exactly 5.998 seconds to do this. So it's one of those things where you have to do this exactly perfect sequence in order to get out of an area. Those were the things that drove me crazy in one. And I didn't notice them as much in two. So I think like whoever, you know, when they kind of changed designers and everything, they must have been like people like, they must have been like me, where it was like, these parts suck. These aren't fun.
Yeah, but
at least I hope.
There's going to be parts where, unless you're some kind of idiot savant, you're just not going to get what you have to do the first time. I mean, you're just going to like, you're going to get about halfway through the timed puzzle and be like, and then time runs out.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, nothing, I will say there's only one thing that I had to go grab a guide, and it was only for like part 5 of 6. And as soon as like I got like I was watching the, you know, one of those YouTube videos of this is how you do this, and as soon as it happened, I was like, "Fuck me!" Like I was right there. I was like, you know, it was like I didn't turn something. I was like half a millimeter off on doing something, but I had the right idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the worst for me when it's like you when you have to do a sequence of 8 things and you keep dying on thing 6, and it takes you a solid minute and a half to get to step 6.
Yeah,
right.
That's the point where I just pause the game once I get to step 5, and I say, "All right. What do I have to do to get by 6? What's after that?"
Yeah, well, this was not one of those time things. This was just a puzzle. And it was like, you know, do, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all this happens. And you know, it was just like I was missing that one part, and I was so close. And if I just kept messing around, I probably would have gotten it. And I was kind of pissed when I semi-cheated, I guess.
Yeah. Me and my best God of War friend also, we played through 1 and 2 pretty much in tandem. You know, we'd do the trade-off. And that way is actually like my favorite way to play the game, because when you're doing shit like that, you can both, one person's watching and thinking, the other person's playing and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually how Harlow and I did. Should we just go into that now, the Dante's Inferno?
Yes.
We grabbed the DLC for it.
Look at my segue.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. But the DLC for...
the worthless DLC.
Yeah, Dark Forest, I believe. I think it was free for PS3 owners because with that edition. But the 360, it was $5. And
way too much.
Yeah, $5 is...
For about 5 minutes of gameplay. Really, if I mean, other than... Yeah. I mean, once you figure it out, it's like you can run through it in about 2 minutes.
No, really. It's more than 2 minutes.
But it's pretty quick. I mean,
you get stopped for like 3 or 4 fights.
Okay.
But other than those fights, yeah, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
It was incredibly disappointing. It felt like maybe a third of a level.
Ouch.
Yeah, and for $5, and so he can run around in a disco outfit.
Yes.
Which the Disco Inferno outfit's pretty awesome.
And a new relic that, as I recall, really kind of sucked. No, it wasn't that bad. It made your like magic take less mana or whatever. But
we didn't even jump back into the main game.
No.
I don't even think it did anything for that, did it?
No, you can level it up 1 through 3, and it gets up to like 30% less mana or something. But
well, it was weird because it just like it dumps you into the DLC with like a fully charged character, but no relics,
no anything else. Yeah,
yeah. But you have all your magic unlocked. It was weird.
Yeah, and I like that. For whatever reason, at least on the Xbox 360, every time you started it, the DLC, you had to like. Do everything like remap your buttons, remap your magic powers, reset the brightness even. Like none of your settings carry over. So if you customized anything, it was gone. And
that is weird.
Yeah.
That's some shoddy work.
But
there were only 2 achievements too. There was one for beating it and one for not getting lost. It's kind of like got a war puzzle thing where you just have to figure out which direction you need to be going. And I don't know.
It was not that difficult.
Skip it. Unless you've already got 1,000 points and you want that extra 40 on your gamer.
We basically kind of split the cost of it. Like I already had the game, so I went ahead and got it on my console, but we knew we were just both gonna sit down and get those 2 achievements. So
An hour later.
Yeah, basically.
We both had all the achievements.
Nice. Before we get too far removed from the God of War talk.
Okay.
Apparently this week, I guess, or maybe it was last week. Yeah, March 19th, so I guess that was this week still.
there was a day. Something happened.
Yeah, whoops. the number 20 NASCAR GameStop Toyota car was God of War.
Wait, sweet, so nice. Wait, how do you have GameStop and Toyota together?
That's why they're winning all those races. No pit stops, no tires, no nothing.
No stops, period.
Yes.
So there was a God of War race car.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty.
At the picture. Is that Kratos' face on the hood?
Yeah, it is. I would get the fuck out of the way if I was in front of that guy. That's pretty sweet. I mean, he's just going to
rip you in half is what he's about to do.
I wonder if they put that raspberry or blackberry lime Slurpee in the gas tank.
Probably.
Run it off of Kratos' rage.
Nice. Yeah, Kratos' fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the rage of the gods.
I know NASCAR makes me furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my God of War 3 copy. I'm not opening it until I finish God of War 2, which was when I started and never finished. So.
What? Are you un-American?
Yeah, me not finishing a game. There's a
surprise.
Shocker. Yeah.
You buying a game and not finishing it. Yeah. Or even playing
another
it.
Another shocker.
What? So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and admit that I got the ultimate crazy Pandora's box edition.
Yeah, you got the creepy box edition.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
A pretty cool box.
It is. I'm not gonna lie, I like it.
The plastic is kind of cheap. I'm not real thrilled about that. But
it looks cool sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, it looks cool until you touch it, and then it's
then the illusion is broken.
Right.
Yeah. And then you
it's kind of like Pandora's box.
It is.
Ruins everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. It's a neat box.
So all the extra content that came with it, like the actual in-game stuff. You don't get any of it until you beat the game, right?
This is correct.
Boo!
Which it's not much. I mean, it's just a costume, but there's other things.
No, I thought
even
there were like challenge arenas.
There's a challenge arena deal, but there's also there's godly relics you pick up as you play the game that you can't use until a second playthrough either. Mm-hmm. That are part of any version of the game.
Okay.
So it pretty much encourages multiple playthroughs.
Yeah,
I guess that's good. I like games where they want you to play through them again.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And where you want to play through them again.
Yes.
Damn, Skippy. Yeah, I mean, I just can't talk to the epicness of that game enough.
It's God of War 3.
Yeah.
Is it everything you could want in God of War 3?
It pretty much is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game of the century.
Like I said, other than it feeling like it kind of breaks up
every century.
Yes.
Other than it feeling like it kind of breaks up the Kratos logic by having you do an escort mission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, it feels a little weird, especially what, and I teased about revealing it, but I don't think I can. What happens, like, a scene before is so
brutally
brilliant.
You've already told me too much, really.
Okay.
So Mackie.
Yeah, I played a new game, didn't I?
You played a new game.
Yeah, if you listen to last episode, the Dirt 2 saga ended, the Dirt 2 Blood on the Dirt, 50 Cent, Colin McRae's
Nap.
Dirt Nap. Two ended with me returning it to Walmart and getting basically them saying, we'll keep it up here. We'll call to the back where the video games are, and you have to get a game that's $50 or more, which kind of surprised me. But they said,
You couldn't get one that was less?
No.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't, like, I think they figured I would
couldn't
try
get two shitty
games. Yeah, they figured I would take two crap games and try and do that. So
it's not like they're going to sell those anyway.
And we got back there. Harlow went with me, you know, and we got back to the shelf, and man,
it's slim pickings.
Walmart is a rough place to buy video games.
It's a slim pickings at the Wally World.
Oh, there was
probably 80 copies of Dirt 2 already.
There were like, there were so many copies.
I can't
of
tell
Dirt
you how 2. Many times I said SmackDown versus Raw 2010.
Nice.
There were plenty of copies of that.
Those games are fun though.
But it was just like, I'm looking around there because they told me it had to be a 360 game too.
Did they?
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Yeah, she told me. She said,
that's weird.
You have to pick a 360 game. I was like,
you can return diapers, you know, use diapers and be like, oh, they already got shit in them.
We apparently pulled the Russian roulette of the one clerk who actually plays video games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was like, when we finally, well, where he's going with this, she already knew what the game was and had played it, apparently.
Yeah, so we got to the back, and I'm looking at it up and down going, they don't even have Final Fantasy 13 here. I mean, I was like, they didn't.
They did.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see
it. This is not the game you're looking for.
Harlow, you must have done the Jedi mind trick on me because I did. I was like, okay. But finally, Harlow just goes, there it is, Aliens versus Predator. And I said, yep, this is the only way this can end. And I was relieved that there was something like that there, because I did not want to pay, you know, that game. after reading a lot of very lukewarm reviews, I was like, I'm not paying $60 for that. I'll wait till it goes on sale.
Right.
So yeah, I ended up paying.
You didn't pay nothing.
I paid $10.
Oh.
$10 plus tax. But yeah, we got back up to the front, and the lady behind the counter is like, oh, that one's pretty good, but don't let your friend watch while you're playing it. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, he's going to get sick.
Especially playing them aliens.
Yeah, when you play them aliens, you're going to get sick. And after playing the game, yes, I completely believe her.
Wow. Words of wisdom from Charlene, the Walmart video game princess.
Yeah. Yes, we were right behind her.
Well, and somebody before us returned a box of Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
I don't understand
which
why.
I believe I pointed out. I was like, what Amen. Are the circumstances that could possibly make you return a box of Rice Krispies?
It wasn't open. It wasn't expired.
Man, I bought the wrong Rice Krispies. I'm sorry.
These are not Cocoa Krispies.
I don't know. But it was that big old box of Rice
I was supposed
Krispies.
To get them ones already stuck together.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, these have snap and crackle, but no pop.
But anyway, yeah, so I got Aliens vs. Predator.
On that pop filler.
What?
I ain't too keen on that pop filler. Him and his music.
So for $10, Aliens vs. Predator was a great buy. But for $60, no way.
I heard you got into some last night.
Yeah, I played. The first time I popped it in, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go. You know, I knew what I'm getting into with the Marine campaign. Predator one's probably going to be pretty similar. So I was like, I'm just going to play the Alien one because this is going to be a lot different. You know, it'll be something different, which is what I was looking for. And it's definitely different if you haven't played the previous games. If you have, it's basically the same thing, but they just give you a very weird frame of view. So, like the edges of the screen warp because you can see so far to your left and right, kind of to, like, you know, I guess simulate his head, the alien's head or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and obviously it's all melee because you're not gonna be arming any
weapons.
Not gonna
pick up a gun.
Yeah, but it's fun. But I just decided I'm gonna play it on hard because apparently nightmare mode is when you play it and there's no checkpoints, and so if you die, you restart the entire level.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna do that first playthrough. So I did hard mode and I beat it in just under 3 hours. I think.
So you probably could have done nightmare.
No.
No.
No, there's a few things it does really wrong. I mean, it's fun and unique, but the game is, there's a lot of parts that are just flat out broken. And there's a lot of things where it does stuff that I hate in video games where, you know, well, I'm trying to talk around this, but,
why bother?
When you play as the aliens, you're basically hunting down people through the entire part of it. You're breaking out of the facility. You know, you're trying to free the queen and then you're trying to build up the hive and all that. And, you know, you're fighting people throughout the first four levels. And then finally, at the very end, you get to the temple thing because they go, I guess, with the crappy Alien versus Predator movie.
Oh,
mythology,
the first one. Okay.
Or whatever, yeah. You know, where they got the temple that they go to. And
right.
That's where they fight. So you get to the temple and that's when you finally see some predators, at least as far as in the Alien campaign. And I'm sure that there's stuff going on, like, because from what I understand, the campaigns are all tied together. So, you know, you see different parts of what people are doing in the other campaign at certain points.
Now, do they in any way, shape, or form? Like, as I recall, one of the old ones, they kind of said, play this first, this second, this third. Do they hint at that, or do they just say, go nuts?
No, they just, when you select from the menu, it's just like, Marine is first, Predator second, Alien is last.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can pick them anytime because all it says when you've beaten a few levels is it says, you know, 29% complete or whatever. And that's of the total game, apparently.
Okay.
But, yeah, you get to the last level and that's when you fight the Predators. And it does my least favorite video game thing, which is you need a move that it never teaches you how to do, which is block. They show you how the tutorial is so freaking long in the beginning where you have to do this thing and you know, you have to watch the guy's arm as he moves it. You have to, here's how you attack this guy who came in here. You can't hit any other buttons because they won't work at this point. They go through all that and they'd never teach you how to block.
Is it in the instruction manual?
It's in the manual, yes.
That's what you get.
No. No. You don't read
the manual. Harlow is wearing the RTFM shirt, so
yeah.
I'm going to call you on it.
Sorry, but no. I never had to I played in hard mode, keep in mind. The entire game, never had to block once.
Well, you're
until,
just that elite except
until
for the last
the
level.
Until the very last Predator where you have to block or he will kill you. And I had no idea. It's holding the right bumper and the left bumper. Would you have guessed that?
I'd have looked.
Obviously.
No sympathy. No sympathy
whatever.
For you, sir.
You actually look read at, the manual.
I at least look at the button mappings, just so I know what, you know, if there's anything that I missed from the tutorials.
Yeah, I usually do the on-screen, and if it doesn't have one, then I might glance at the manual.
Yeah. But my problem is
only buy games.
My problem
manuals.
Is it teaches you how to do everything else except that.
What, do you want to teach you how to pee too? How to hold your dick when you
pee?
No,
that's Heavy Rain.
Yes.
Heavy Rain does that.
Oh, sorry, wrong game. Yeah. Wrong never mind. Game. Never mind.
But I mean, it's fun, but the button mappings are that are weird, because left bumper is a strong attack, right bumper is a regular attack. And
that's kind of backwards, but...
Yeah. But they must have... The guys who made that game are just, like, crazy as far as thinking of ways to have the alien just eviscerate dudes. Because, you know, whenever you
get...
That's
what people are expecting.
Yeah, whenever you get near a dude, if you can sneak up behind him, you hit X and it does, you know, an execution or whatever, where sometimes it'll... You know, he'll grab the back of the guy's head and the tongue comes out, and then it coats the entire screen in red blood that takes a while to drip off and
viscera.
Yeah. Or you know, you turn him around, or, you know, he stabs him through the chest with the tail and the guy's like puking blood and guts all over you. It's kind of like, it's weird because the characters look cartoony, like the people look cartoony, but they have really good expressive faces when you're wiping them out. You know, nice. And like there's guys, and the sound is really good. But of course, if you can't make a good sounding game with all the aliens and predator sound effects,
right?
Bank, you're doing something wrong. Kind of like a Star Wars game. If you can't use those sounds to be good, then you suck.
You've already got them all. It's not like you have to make new ones.
But some of the voice acting they've got is just terrific.
That's
just
good.
Just because, like, at least as playing as the alien, there's just guys who are just freaking out because, you know, they. There's a part where they've set a trap for you, and of course you fall into it, but then you escape really quickly, and you just wipe everyone out that had trapped you in there. And then there's the last group that you're going after, and this one guy's just like, "They're all freaking dead! They're all dead! They're all dead! We gotta get the fuck out of here!" And he's like just freaking out, and you know the other Marine's like, "Get a call to yourself," you know. And then of course I rip the other Marine apart who was not freaking out.
Right.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, so the other guy panicked. But, I mean, there's a lot of good freakouts, but there's also a lot of guys using lines directly from the movies, but in different contexts, which I didn't like. And they got Lance Henriksen, who played Bishop Wayland in the crappy AVP movies. But he doesn't, like, the character, that the model that they've made barely looks like him.
Really? Okay.
Like, you know it's him because you hear him speaking and you're like, okay, yeah, you know, this is obviously Lance Henriksen, but it's just like, they didn't even model him even close to looking like him. It was just, it's just weird.
Strange.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I don't know. It's fun, but I definitely would rent it or borrow it or wait until it's under 30 bucks to get it. Yeah.
If you've learned one thing from No Quarters, it's let your friends buy the expensive video games and then play them later. Yeah.
That's what you've learned.
Well, I learned that before No Quarters.
Oh.
Yeah, long ago.
I'm just passing the lessons on.
I see. It's your legacy.
Yes. Yeah. My cheap gamer legacy.
But I am looking forward to playing through as a Predator and playing through as the Marine. Because I've heard the Marine campaign's a little bit longer than the others. So, but I'm still, you know, you're looking at 10 hours max for single player.
That's not bad.
And the multiplayer's kind of...
It's more value than...
I don't care.
You know, you get more distance out of it than 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
I thought that was about 10 hours.
No, it was like 8, 7. You can do it in 7.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it'll be a little longer than Dante's Inferno, but it certainly felt, I think when you break up a campaign into three pieces like that, and they're like, they feel so completely separate as far as the menus and everything go, it's kind of like, okay. And the only reason to play through is to get, you know, either play through on Nightmare to be sadistic to yourself or to, you know, get all the little collectibles that are in all the levels, which...
You get an achievement for those.
Yeah, of course, but that's all you get. I think the Marine campaign has audio logs. You know that?
Ooh.
Yeah, that
that's everybody loves
audio that.
Logs.
That neglected storytelling technique of the audio log. It's good to see somebody bringing it back.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Wait, games have done this before?
A couple of them.
Yeah, there were a couple. They were a long time ago, though.
Hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, it was like you'd find these little things and then you'd click play and it was like a tape recorder. And it'd be like, here's this bit of the story you missed
before. And then you kind of stand around awkwardly listening because if you get into a firefight, you can't hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those sorts of things. Yeah. So apparently they have those, a whole bunch of those in the Marine campaign. And that really is the only like unlockable because I guess you can go back to the main menu and listen to them.
Ooh.
The other ones, the only unlockable is 15 gamer score. Yep.
Plunk.
Yeah. So that's the only other new thing I've been playing.
Speaking of 15 gamer score.
15, what?
Wait, what?
I think that's what my gamer score went up over the last week. Over the last few days. I haven't been playing.
No, a little more than that.
Well, a little bit.
You and Harlow did something.
Oh, yeah.
We did a little something-something. This is our 4 minutes of Borderlands.
Borderlands speed round starts now.
All right.
All right.
Borderlands.
100% done.
We have... Fuck, dude.
Speed round. Yeah. Got to be faster, BJ. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, we've done a lot of Chromy Slacks runs, too.
More nasty slacks.
Name something that you have 100% in.
Borderlands.
Yeah, so you guys have 1,500. I'm playing through, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mackie is slugging his way through in the middle of...
And now all you guys do is ignoring other video games.
We're looking for
cyan-colored pearlescent weapons,
yeah. But, we finally hit the 100%, and as we surmised that we might, we have killing Clomerax, Clominax, Knick-Knack Paddywax, down to a science. It takes us about...
Clomerax.
We did it like 6 or 7 times that night. So,
I think 5. Yeah, something 5, 6, 7. But it's down to taking us 10 minutes apiece.
Yeah, depending on how bad the little wormy things fuck us.
Yeah, but even those we're getting pretty pro.
I'm saying like, they will sometimes catch you cheaply and knock you off the edge. But
yeah.
Once they're gone, it's open season.
Open season.
Mm-hmm.
But
And I'm catching up to you guys in level.
Yeah, you'll
be maxed out.
Yep.
Every time we kill him, I gain a level. So,
pretty much.
That was kind of nice. That's how I can keep track of how many times we killed him. Is how many levels I've gone up that session.
Nice.
Yeah,
but if you haven't bought that DLC already, go ahead and buy it.
Yeah,
because you're an idiot for not buying it yet.
Yeah.
And Gearbox, if you're listening, BJ and I have already decided we will buy Claptrap.
Yeah,
we want
Claptrap action figures. Out. We got 2 minutes left, I think.
We want them for our desks.
Sure, I'll be in on that. I'll take one.
So get 3.
Yeah, like a 6-inch resin figure, something that stands up.
We don't want the giant life-size Claptrap.
Oh, we do.
Gearbox. Well, you do.
We do. No, we all do, but we can't afford them.
No.
Because if we can afford them, we can afford the house to have them in.
Yeah, but you buy that thing, you may as well throw on a chastity belt, because you're never getting
laid again.
No,
you put it in your game room. Fuck.
Duh. Yeah, if you got enough money for a game room, then sure.
Yeah, because if you have the money
and if you got enough money for that, then you can just...
Buy a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, you don't even need to buy them.
Rent
one. Just be like, I have money, and they're hey.
You just rent one.
You're hot.
But,
So, yeah. Ding! Borderlands talk's over.
Hey, we did it in 3 minutes.
Yep.
That's
nicely
awesome.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Good job, Gearbox.
Yeah. So you,
We'll be back.
Yeah, you've been getting into another game.
I have been getting into another game. Yeah. We have discussed Space Asshole before on this podcast.
Red Faction Gorilla.
Yeah, Red Faction Gorilla.
The official rag.
Yeah.
Or rug.
That's because they didn't have the balls to
call
release it what it should have been called.
Red Faction Space Asshole.
That's the DLC.
Right. I did not realize how much of a terrorist you are in the actual game, but you're like the... Shit, there's never been a terrorist as epic as this one.
It's freedom fighter when they're a good guy.
Yeah, whatever. you say tomato, I say terrorist. But you are basically a terrorist on Mars, and I'm having a whole hell of a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the enemies are the bad guys because they're oppressors and all that bullshit, but it's fun, driving a truck into a complex and then blowing the truck up,
And then watching the complex collapse all over it.
Pretty much, if you can get enough. One of the things I did was I took these, they have remote charges, and you can stick them to anything. You can actually, I found out you can stick them to the enemies, which is hilarious.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they act like...
That's always
fun. They act like Halo grenades.
Exactly, like Halo sticky grenades. They go, wah! And they kind of run around and shake their heads until you blow them up. But you stick a bunch of those remote charges to a truck, and drive it into a building, jump out, boop! It's beautiful. we've talked to, I guess, enough about this game, and if you've been listening, then you kind of get the idea.
There's a ton to do in that game.
Yeah, there's
though,
so much right? to do in that game. There are, you know, transporter missions where you drive from point A to point B in a certain mm-hmm. time frame. Go blow this up with your terrorist buddies. Go rescue one of your terrorist buddies from the bad guys. There are even things that aren't really missions. You go, go blow this up for your terrorist buddies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of funny chatter in the game that yeah. I didn't know that existed. But some of the guys are like, "Hey, Alec Mason, I've heard of you. You're awesome."
Mm-hmm.
reinforcing, the fact that you are awesome.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
From your terrorist allies. Which is good.
From your terrorist buddies. You go from section to section, and as you go from section to section, you liberate them and blow everything mm-hmm. up. The most fun I have, of course, is using the space hammer to space smash stuff into space bits.
Of course.
And my new favorite move is the turret hammer jump, which is the bad guys have a little car with a turret, and you leap from the ground to the turret, and as you get to it, you swing your hammer and smash the guy who is manning the turret. And he goes,
"Wait, he actually can make that sound after getting a hammer to the face."
Well, while he's getting hammered to yeah. the face. And you don't always hit him in the face because you're kind of flying through the air.
Okay. Sometimes your aim's off.
Yeah, a little bit off.
With a big enough space hammer, where you yeah. hit somebody really doesn't matter.
Right. He's still dead. He just goes, "Ah!" Yeah. But
awesome.
Yeah. And space hammering cars to death is pretty sweet. And when you can bring down a building that's the size of a city block with just your space hammer.
The car's mm-hmm. no problem.
Yeah. Well, you really feel awesome for a second.
Nice.
It's if you haven't bought it already, you probably should. Just
it's cheap enough.
Yeah, it's dirt cheap at this point. Or borrow it from your friends, or I don't care, steal it, whatever you do. I don't give a shit what you do.
Yeah. Well,
I don't support it, but
you're supporting too much terrorism there, BJ.
It's the video games. They make me a bad person.
Well, we got another game like that.
We do.
Too.
Yeah.
Speaking of open world terrorism games.
We had the pleasure of playing the demo, which I believe is out.
It was awesome. Yeah, the game's out today.
Today? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Just Cause 2.
Just Cause 2.
Hey, PayPal me $60 for this game so I can tell you about it.
Wow. I mean, talk about a game I had no interest in.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, hey, demo, let's see what this is about.
Yeah.
And they give you, after the tutorial, learn how to move around, they give you 30 minutes to go do whatever you want in this crazy world.
And it is really crazy.
It is crazy.
It's like space asshole on Earth with a grappling gun.
I think all I'd ever played was the demo of the first one. Maybe I got it from Gamefly way back in the day and didn't give it much of a chance.
I remember playing the demo and going, that's kind of cool, but there's better stuff out.
Yeah, it was not a very realized world in the first mm-hmm. one, as I recall, but this one is crazy and huge and lush.
Very nice.
Very three-dimensional. I mean, you're on these huge mountain sides and
jump off the mountain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, looking off of the side of a mountain just looked really good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've got a parachute that can be deployed hundreds of times.
Yep. Stunt position.
Stunt position. You've got the best edition.
Grappling
hook.
God, the amazing. Sound of that grappling hook is fantastic.
So good. Yeah,
it's so perfect.
Yes.
I haven't ordered it yet, but
it's
hard not to go run.
If I didn't have God of War 3 sitting there, BioShock 2 sitting there, finishing Alien versus Predator,
Borderlands.
All these games that I want to get through, I would be at the store. I would have a copy right now. I would already have it.
There's not enough time in the day for video games.
Yeah, that's the only problem is it's a sandbox, big old,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be doing all this stuff game. And I can't, but I want to. After that demo, I was sold completely.
Yeah, it's hella fun. I mean, if the demo is anything to, I'm sure there's only more to come. I will say as a game goes, horrible cutscenes.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Jesus, the demo, well...
Wow.
The cutscenes are atrocious. I can't imagine them being any better in the regular game.
No, because that demo came out a week ago.
Hi, Scorpio. You are the best.
They tell me I'm best. Yeah, it's...
I am the Scorpio.
Yeah, but whatever, you know, you don't, you know, you didn't play the early Grand Theft Autos for the story, you know, I mean, correct. 3 was, you know, it had, at least it had good voice acting, but there was no story to speak of, really, I mean, not much of one, but.
No, there was a story. You worked your way up the mafia ladder.
Ooh.
Until everybody hated you and shot at you everywhere
you
went.
Well, this one you're working up your
terrorist
freedom fighter ladder.
Yeah. Are they supposed to be in like Indonesia or something?
Is I that, can't remember what. Because
that's
it's
certainly
a
what they.
Place.
I think that's certainly what they sounded like.
Vaguely South American.
Yeah, I thought it was like a South American thing.
I don't know,
but I think it's a made up country.
Yeah, certainly.
Anyway, but yeah, you know, we can't really base it on much of anything. But the demo is amazing.
Yeah,
and you know, yeah, it's a fictional tropical island of Panao in Southeast Asia.
Ah.
Southeast Asia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. But yeah, if the demo is anything to be said, I mean, you know, try the demo, obviously, because it's free. But I'm pretty sure you're going to be sold on it.
I know I was.
It looks like a lot of fun.
That rarely happens. I usually play the demo and go, that might be pretty good.
Yeah. Wait till
that game, I was like, oh my God.
When the grappling gun happened, you were like a kid on Christmas morning. Your eyes lit up and you're like, oh my God. The grappling gun sounds amazing. Well,
and I want a grappling gun after playing Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
I found myself like trying like every other game, being like, man, if only I could get up there with a freaking grappling gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to grapple to everything higher up that I couldn't get to.
And that's one of the things about this game. You know, like you play some games, you're like, man, I wish I could just get up there and do that.
You can.
Like there's basically nowhere that's off limits except for like the inside of buildings. Like there's some giant buildings you can't like open a door and go inside, much like Grand Theft Auto, but
I love how
you can't bring the building to the ground.
I love how bizarre the physics are that you can like shoot your grappling hook down the street and you grapple for like a half a second, and if you hit your parachute you're suddenly flying through the air.
Yeah, it's superhero physics.
They made the physics fun.
Yeah.
Which is, I'll always take fun physics over good physics any day, because good physics are fucking boring and I deal with them every single fucking day. I'm tired.
If I want to obey the laws of gravity, I can do that.
That's right.
But that's why I thought it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck you, gravity. I'll do whatever I want.
And I like that you just, you took the helicopter all the way up. Well, not all the way up.
As far as
you were
I can tell.
Like you were up about 2 kilometers, I think.
2 kilometers off of a reasonably sized mountain slash hill.
And then you just jumped out.
Without a parachute.
Yeah.
Just to see how long it would take and how hard I would hit the ground.
You could have gotten down there faster.
Oh, I know. I definitely could have, but you were complaining about it making you sick because
you were doing it was...
Well, I had a hard time like getting it, because I think it was actually taking into account wind or something, because I was trying to just hold it straight down and, you know, like skydive, nosedive down.
You were spinning.
But I was spinning, and I was like, I was trying to find that like analog stick, like, okay, stop.
The
sweet
spot.
It is. Yeah.
Well, it's weird, because when you're controlling it,
it doesn't feel like
fine. Because that's what playing the alien on Aliens versus Predator has to feel like, because you're suddenly upside down and you're suddenly you're on the wall and then you don't know where you are and you're moving super fast.
Yeah.
That has to be the same feeling. But I was like, I can't watch this anymore. You need to like open a parachute or smack your head on
the ground or something. Fly in a different direction than that.
But yeah, I mean, the story doesn't seem to be there, but this is not a game you buy for the story.
No. Much like Mass Effect.
I hate you.
I'm just making jokes.
Much like Red Faction Grill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of that, I don't know.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
I think it's time for
a break. You can drive up trucks up hills, by the way, like almost directly up.
Oh.
Well, it is Mars, so there's less gravity, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But it doesn't mean you can like completely defy it, though.
Just about.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
You can. I'd say
that's
you
how
can
space
get,
works.
Like,
oh.
Like the max is like 80 degrees. You can go up.
All right.
Track the stickiest tires ever.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
I want that.
Yeah. You should play Red Faction Gorilla.
I might.
On your 360.
Okay, then.
I could play it on
all
PC.
Right.
All right.
Fuck about your PC.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Still.
Break.
It's quiet. Too quiet. Life on images at 12 o'clock. Be careful, it's a trap. Enemy group behind you. Man, they're fast. Do a barrel roll. Let's rock and roll. Welcome back to No Quarter,
second half.
This episode is episode 8. This is the half what?
This is the half where I kill my co-hosts.
Yay.
Just me. You didn't threaten to kill Harley. You only threatened to kill me.
I got up and menacingly stalked towards you.
Yes, you did do that.
I was going to kill him next because he's probably slower.
You were talking about flipping the table, so
yeah,
that's always worrisome. But video games don't cause violence in people.
No. You underestimate my
people cause violence
reflexes.
In people. No, I don't think he did. Yeah. I don't think he did at all.
I'm very nimble. I don't look it.
I will kill you.
I'm going to take your word for it on that one.
All right, so
yeah.
So video games
and playing them.
So there's some stuff that happened in the video game world
recently.
Could
call it news, but we're not going to kid ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, news is kind of like...
It's more like slightly old by the time you'll hear this, but yeah, well, it's still worth things some worth talking about, I think.
So what do we want to start with?
Diablo 2 patch.
Hey! Wait,
that is news. Because that's news and old at the same time.
Yeah, how old is Diablo 2 now?
Going on 10 years.
And they're still patching it.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Well, good for Blizzard.
I wonder what apparently they added something new.
They're
some
doing
kind of new quest.
Yeah, there's like I don't know if it was a whole new dungeon or just like a new thing that can happen in existing dungeons.
I would assume it's a new thing that can happen in existing, but
yeah.
Knowing Blizzard, who knows?
It's really just drumming up, you know,
excitement
news
for Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Guys, that means Diablo 3 is right around the corner.
Totally.
In 2014.
Yeah, that's close.
It'll be released the week after this podcast is.
Yeah, 2014. Maybe. You made a joke about your own editing.
Yay.
That's how bad it is, actually. No, we're kidding. It's not that bad.
I know.
No.
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, it's cool they keep patching this game, but I don't know. I mean, why?
They're only doing it to drum up, you know, hey, look, Blizzard, we're still Diablo 3.
Why are we questioning their goodwill towards people who continue to play their games?
Because, you know what, whoever's working on that, get them doing something.
Is not working on Diablo 3.
Because, you know, everyone that works at a video game company is interchangeable.
Obviously.
So it's just like, if you're not working on this, well, why aren't you working on that?
Why are you answering the phones?
Yeah, you should be working on
you
Diablo
should be programming
3.
A video game.
Stop cleaning that bathroom and get to work on level 3.
Exactly.
Tighten those graphics
Tightening.
Up.
Must tighten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's about it, though.
That's news.
Not much really to say about that.
No, I mean,
it makes me want to play Diablo 2 again, but...
Nah, I got Torchlight.
But, yeah, got Torchlight and Borderlands.
Diablo 2.5.
Yeah.
This is true. All of these statements.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We still need to play some Titan Quest, too.
I know.
I don't even know what that is.
It's another Diablo clone.
Oh, okay.
It's just, except it's newer graphics. Not quite as good as Borderlands. Well, Borderlands are a different style of graphics. It's still good graphics, but at least it still has, you know, co-op. You can join in with other people.
Titan Quest is basically a high-res Diablo set in Greek mythology instead of...
Okay.
Yeah. A little less eviscerating than God of War, but
yeah,
it's still a good bit of
Well,
killing.
I seem to remember us having connection issues, and since whichever studio made it is gone, like we're never getting fixes for those.
Yeah, I think that was just general internet issues at the time, though. I don't think that was game-related that I know of. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, your internet's been janky quite
a bit. It is.
Titan Quest.
Okay, for those that might wonder why my internet comes and goes, I use cable internet service, and I literally have a cable that goes from the other side of the street along a telephone wire, strings across the street over to my house. It's not even buried. So if a large enough vehicle happens to come down my street, say like a cherry picker truck or something like that, it has been ripped down about 6 times in the time that I've lived here. I'll just sometimes come home.
About 3 or 4 years?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just come home sometimes and my cable will be laying...
In the street.
In the street in my yard. And yeah. And then I call them and say... So I usually call and say something like... I usually act stupid because I'll get a faster response and be like, I don't know, I'm scared to go near it. There might be electricity.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
You're like me when somebody I don't know asks me about video games.
I know.
You all play dumb.
Hey, it gets them out there faster.
Yeah. I don't know,
It's sitting in a puddle of water. I'm scared to go near it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My dog is barking at it, and I'm afraid. My grandson, he's only 7 years old. He might touch it. I don't know. It'll kill him.
I can't watch The Fortune.
Oh, my God.
The wheel's on. I can't,
my stories I can't. Are on. How am I going to watch my stories?
My God, there's a Golden Girls marathon on TBS, and I can't see it.
I was just about to rent that $60 pay-per-view fight, but I can't do it.
Oh, my God. The review of the Pacquiao fight. Oh, my God. I love him.
I like that it's the same voice no matter what you want on cable.
Right.
Vaguely Harvey Fierstein-ish.
Oh, my God.
Vaguely my grandmother-ish.
Yeah.
I want to order that 50 megabytes the internets.
Yeah.
Titan Quest on Steam-powered, $14.99, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. I think that's for the gold edition too, right?
Could be.
Because there's
we paid a little more because we had to buy the expansion separately.
Yeah, I think. Well,
original
I still think it was only like $20.
Oh, $19.99 for the gold edition.
Yeah, so the same price we paid, I think.
Yeah,
but which
yeah,
includes Titan Quest, Immortal Throne,
Immortal Throne, Immortal Throne.
Damn,
the battle of the radio voices.
I will refrain from being in that battle.
Come get some. I'm going to fuck you up.
That's not on the radio, sir.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
On my radio the other day. XM.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
You mean you can't be serious.
What?
No. And don't call me Shirley.
So Nintendo announced the
3DS. 3D.
Which is basically 3D. A three-dimensional DS.
Yeah, isn't it already three-dimensional?
They don't have any kind of prototype pictures yet, do they?
Because
that's the thing is like I went to some site. I was like, I clicked on the link to read about it, and I can't even recall what site, but it was a picture of a Game Boy in advance, and I'm like, what?
It's just their stock
Nintendo.
Yeah, I know.
Picture. Well, it was, but it had like they were trying to be funny, I think, because it was like a Game Boy Advance color, but they like made it look like an old school like Virtual Boy image, and I'm like, what? I'm like, and then I'm like, oh yeah. I can see it says Game Boy Advance. They're trying.
It'll have those goggles, and it'll give you a headache.
Yeah. It's interesting they released this like basically the same time that they're putting out the DSi XL.
Hey, right? Buy this, and then
which
just
is like a DS that's
later.
Not portable because it's freaking gigantic.
Is it that much?
What is
bigger?
It? The size of like a laptop?
Well, no, it's not. It's I don't know exactly.
I think
not,
they said it was only like 30% bigger, right?
Yeah, but
it's the size of an extra large pizza.
It's still. It's like the DS is. If
it's
in your
like
pocket,
a laptop, I mean,
that'd be awesome if it was.
The size of a pizza or a laptop?
DS pad.
DS
the D-pad?
Nintendo pad.
I'm going to buy two iPads and hook them together with a hinge.
Glue them together.
Yeah. There you go.
Tape.
I'll make custom games.
But yeah, I don't know.
For people with too much money.
For retarded people with too much money.
Some kind of proprietary connector that goes in that little iPod jack thing.
Yeah. The iSlot.
Yeah, the iSlot.
Well, we'll see. It's supposed to be backwards compatible with DS games.
Okay.
That sort of stuff. But I
see how long that lasts. They always say that, and then like they're like, not so much anymore.
Yeah. Once they make the whatever 3DSL Lite, then it'll be gone. They'll take it out. But I don't know. I
don't care. I got to say, I don't care. My DS gets so little play as it is. I mean.
Yeah. Only thing I played lately is more Professor Layton.
Yeah.
And that was because I was at my girlfriend's place and I couldn't play video games.
Yeah.
Actually, I play my DS less than you guys play yours.
Yeah.
So.
Do you actually have a DS or
no.
Are you just...
No, I do not.
You're a dick.
That is why I play it less.
Yeah.
No, thinking about being at my girlfriend's reminds me of something.
What's that?
Pain and suffering?
No.
Oh.
The iPod
slot? We're not into
the
that.
The iPod
we're not into that. Jeez. No, we actually hooked up her PS1.
Oh, snap.
This weekend. And Harlow, you remember your theory about her?
Yeah, I do.
It's right.
Oh, you played Tekken, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we played Jurassic Park Warpath.
Nice.
Which is basically a dinosaur fighting game.
Oh, God. Really? So it's like Primal Rage?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But worse.
That's what I'm imagining.
I mean, this game is atrocious. Right. It was terrible. And she... Like
she
my
beat
record,
the shit out of you, didn't she?
I was like 0-8 before I finally won a match. Not a round. Before I won, I was 0-8 in matches before I finally won a round, and then I think I beat her once.
She told
and I think
me,
she let me beat her.
Probably, she told me that she had played a good bit of Tekken So yeah, I don't well, know if you knew, we got I don't know if you knew that, but
no, I knew that.
Okay.
So again, I was like, all right, you know, I'm like, I don't want to play this anymore because I suck at it and you're killing me. And she's like, are you mad? And I'm like, shut up.
Not yet.
So yeah, we put in Tekken, and I actually did better at Tekken because I
original Tekken, like Tekken 1?
Tekken 3.
Oh, good. Tekken 3. So you at least had Eddie Capoeira. I don't know what his real name is. I just like to call him Eddie Capoeira.
No, we banned Eddie, as anyone who plays Tekken should do.
Fuck you. I'm never playing Tekken with you.
Eddie's
crap. Fuck you character.
Eddie's awesome.
Eddie does a little spin kick thing. You can't get out of it. It's stupid.
Whatever.
But it was funny because she's just like, man, I wish I could remember how to do like the helicopter move Yoshimitsu. And I'm like, how do you remember this stuff? And we eventually had to go into training mode. And we spent like an hour in training mode.
That's always fun.
Just doing different moves against each other and doing the helicopter thing and doing the... There was one time she killed me by doing the... what is it? Harakiri or whatever it is. Harikari. When he basically falls on his sword.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's Harakiri.
It's funny because
somebody said my name.
The best part was she stabs, her Yoshimitsu stabs himself like through the stomach and stabbed me behind him.
Yes.
And killed me.
Nice.
I was like, all right, that's enough. We need to stop doing this now. But yeah, I went back to play PS1. And I also played... She had a copy of Tony Hawk, the original.
Nice.
Original Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1. Wow. I still love that game.
Nice.
That's weird. It was like, remember how a few weeks ago I was like, yeah, I put Batman back in. I hadn't played for a while and I just like annihilated. That's what Tony Hawk 1 was like. I remembered all the levels, where to go for everything, and it just destroyed it.
It's like riding a virtual skateboard.
It was. Yes. Which makes me remember, you know, that's like reminds me of why I actually even considered Tony Hawk Ride. Because it's like those are the memories I have as I think of, like, you know, Dead Kennedy's police truck playing. And
and that's what Activision is counting on as they slowly but surely destroy your memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that game, God, I loved that game so much. And now the frame rate is terrible and it looks like crap, but I still love it.
Well, I'm eventually going to hook up my second TV and put put some other consoles on it. And I'm going to...
Like your Atari here?
Well, I've got an Atari here, but I think first thing that's going on is the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Nice.
And I've got the...
You need to put that out.
I've got
front.
Tony Hawk on it, and it looks way better than...
Oh, yeah, Tony Hawk and Dreamcast was awesome.
You need to put the Dreamcast on the big TV. It deserves that.
Maybe. I honestly can't even remember what kind of outputs it had. Like, what... I think it was up to S-Video, is that all?
There was the VGA adapter.
It has BNC connectors.
Mm-hmm. The VGA adapter would do 640 by 480. So if you have a VGA port that works. My TV, it didn't work right, so I might have to let you take that.
You have the VGA? I might have to try it just to see how it works. I tried a computer on it once, and it had a little bit of a box around it, but it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to do some dicking around with the sizing and all that.
But yeah, but God, I should... Oh, just thinking of Dreamcast makes me want to play like Jet Grind Radio.
Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi's awesome. Sorry, I had completely forgotten about that. I have played more than just two games.
What?
games everyone else
I went back
played.
To the old, well, not super old, but if she had a, you know, Super NES, that would have been pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I have a working one. I wish I still had a working one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I tried to find a top-loading NES for a long time, because those are apparently the only ones that really work still and don't do, you know, the cartridge flash.
Right. I was talking about it. I had a broken SNES. I mean, I had one of the ones that lost the color.
Ooh.
You know,
oh.
Yeah.
Whatever that deal was. Which apparently there was a fix for it, but I chucked it years ago.
Well, T-Strel has an NES that reportedly still works.
Hmm.
The one that's been around the country.
Oh, that's right.
The stickers, yeah.
Yeah.
I might have mine still somewhere. I'll try to dig it out at some point. My NES.
I would love to find a top-loading one, but they never show up on eBay, and when they do, they're like...
Frightfully expensive.
Yeah, they're ridiculously expensive.
Even the reissues? Is that what you're looking for? The reissue top-loading? The one that came with the Dogbone controllers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the ones that... Because they put them out like about the same time Super Nintendo's came out, if I remember correctly, and like those are supposed to be the most reliable NESs you can get.
Yeah.
Because they had obviously worked out the
chunka, 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 chunka.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, that doesn't even make sense to me. I don't even know how that worked. Like, it is a mystery to me. Was there, like, a ribbon cable? Ribbon cable. A ribbon?
Was there a ribbon cable? An evil Knievel.
Was there, like, a ribbon cable that connected the connector and the connector on the board, or what? Because I never really got that slide it in and then ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk thing.
I had no idea.
I mean, yeah.
What's the what I'm missing?
You slide the cartridge in, right. And then you push it down.
Yeah, spring loaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how did that connect? Did it slide into a connector, or did it?
Why you had to push it down? To be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't know how the mechanics of the thing worked.
It is weird.
Anyhow, retarded.
You can get the top loading dog bone one for about $100.
Yeah. See, that's a bit too much for me.
Yeah. Especially with the emulators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much.
I actually have a great Dreamcast emulator of all the NES games. Works really, really well.
Yeah, I swear to God, I have like one of the only Dreamcasts that could not play burn discs or anything. Sorry. Like, I'm that guy who has that Dreamcast that I can't pirate any games on.
The rare one that is worth less than the common one.
Yeah, I never pirated a game, I'll be honest with you, not once. But when I found out that someone gave me this NES emulator, mm-hmm. it was two different discs, like, A through L on one and M through Z on the other, and it booted up, and I was like, hell yeah.
Cool. It might have been T-Stroll, because I have a copy of that disc.
Oh, no, this was long. This was when Dreamcast was new.
Yeah, well, T-Stroll, this is what I'm talking about. Oh, well, I guess you wouldn't have known him then.
Doug. No, I didn't.
Yeah. But yeah, when I knew him, that's how I found out that mine just couldn't play any of that stuff. Because he's like, here, this has got every NES game you'd want on it. I'm like, awesome. Put it in, can't read it. And he's like, well, try to play this copy of Spider-Man. Nope, can't read it. So
yeah, he has, I think, every Dreamcast game.
I don't think he owns any legitimate Dreamcast games.
No, I don't think so. But he owns a legitimate Dreamcast.
Which would be why the Dreamcast no longer exists and Sega's out of business, but hey.
Well,
it's all because of T-Stro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. I don't think he got a ton of games for that.
I don't think
I had so many
Dreamcast
games.
I had like eight of the VMUs, too.
I did, too. I have four controllers. Yeah. I've got two Rumble packs or whatever they call them.
Yeah. I bought like four of the, the regular VMUs did not hold a lot of data. And so I would use them and let people play like Madden, mm-hmm. where you could actually pick your plays and not see them on the screen to do that deal.
Right.
And so, we'd have little parties. And so everyone had a VMU so they could do that thing. And then they came out with the 8x VMU where you mm-hmm. could click the different little slots for, it was they were actually virtual memory units because you'd click a little thing and it was putting four different or eight different VMUs in just by slot one, slot two, slot three. It was basically cramming eight USB sticks into one and you just flip between.
That's one technology I wish would find a way to work is the little screen, especially for stuff in a NFL 2K where you can pick your plays on the little screen inside the controller.
Fuck Madden.
Yeah, Madden. Because wasn't it EA wasn't on Dreamcast? Wasn't that how it worked?
I don't know. I just said the wrong one and I wanted to get loved in the original 2K series.
NFL 2K I loved.
Oh, yeah.
And 2K1 and...
All the way up to, I think, 2K3.
Yeah. I really preferred Joe Montana football on the Genesis.
No, Tecmo
Sports
Super.
Talk football?
Something like that.
Tecmo football NES.
Oh, yeah.
Naked bootleg play.
Yep.
Touchdown every time. Mm-hmm. End of round.
Tecmo Bowl.
Uh-huh, Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, but VMUs, I wish, much like with a DS screen, that's always what I kind of hoped when the GameCube came out and there was the connectivity with the Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. I wish there had been more stuff that could use it like that, where if you had that connected, you could have, if you were playing Madden, you could have chosen your plays on your, on the screen.
The screen. Yeah.
But then again, you would have had to play Madden using a Game Boy Advance.
I can't describe that as something that might be fun.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's like that's just a technology. I wish there was a way to make it work.
Right. Well, I don't see why they can't in the future. I mean, LED screens are getting so cheap these days.
Yeah, even LED touch screens.
Yeah, I mean, there's not even really a reason to have it be touch. I mean, you really just need information at your fingertips. Yeah. I mean,
sure they would want to do it so that they could make you do all sorts of crazy gestures with
it. Sure, maybe. Mm-hmm. If they want to make it, why not? But I'm just saying, I mean, I could see the next iterations of the consoles trying to bring something like that back.
Yeah. Maybe a wider controller with a big...
Yeah, or even a little snap-in thing. Maybe you don't need it for everything. Just sort of like the chat pad on the 360. Well, the chat pad for the PS3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except the chat pad on the PS3 is atrocious.
Awkward, yeah. It's on the up part, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
hey,
and it barely works.
So speaking of crazy memory and attaching things to to your consoles
and
controllers.
We really don't plan these things. They just happen.
No, it's amazing. Just announced within the last month... just announced recently the 250 gigabit Microsoft Xbox 360 gaming console hard drive is now available for purchase without having to buy your Modern Warfare 2 themed...
Or Assassin's Creed.
Or the Final Fantasy.
Or Final Fantasy themed Xbox.
Yeah, for $129.
$129, which is a far cry, too, from the $179 that the 120 gig debuted at.
Yeah. I bought it when it dropped to $159, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went out and bought an Elite. Because, I mean, I needed a HDMI, so... Yeah. I looked at it, and I had somebody that was standing by to buy my old 360, and I was like, I'll just go get an Elite.
For an Xbox 360 hard drive, it's a pretty decent deal.
Yeah.
For
a hard drive...
They're down to $2 per gigabyte.
That's why the qualifier was there. For an Xbox 360 hard drive, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, at least their price is getting to, like, reasonable levels.
Yeah.
Where it's not like buying another console just to get a freaking hard drive.
Right.
Yeah, $2 per gigabyte instead of... Well,
yeah, that's what it was.
Instead of like three or four.
Yeah, so, and then you go on Newegg and you find a terabyte drive for the same price.
Well,
so it's 5 years behind the price.
Because it's using laptop hard drive technology, so you can't, it's not apples to oranges.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean,
it's like 4 years.
You can still
behind.
Get like for about $110 right now, you can get a 640 gig laptop hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Still, I mean, that's.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. So it's not terrible, but yeah.
Or you can hack yours apart and
but it's interesting they announced that, and they also announced the USB storage.
Yes.
A lot of speculation on that one, so.
I thought it was more or less confirmed. I mean,
it's confirmed that it'll be there. Yeah. It's just speculation on what the actual limitations will be.
Yeah, limitations and what you can do with it.
Yeah, it's tough to say.
The way it sounds, it's just going to replace the memory units.
Which will suck because, you know, it'd be nice to be able to go, oh, here's my, 2 terabyte external drive. I'll just plug that in via USB and
I don't think.
I don't think they're
not going to kill their
hard drive.
Yeah, their hard drive monopoly. Business. Yeah. But it would be nice if you
what
can
hard drive business
if you can install games onto like an 8 gig stick.
Right.
And so have a game installed to flash memory.
Right. Because you're still going to have the disk.
Yeah, but when you say flash memory, you'd rather put it on the hard drive.
Really?
It's not going to be better than being on the hard drive. Because the
transfer rate on their USB
is too slow. Yeah, because your USB 2 is too slow. Yeah. I mean, even with a physical hard drive, you've got much faster transfer rates.
Yeah. And they're using, it's a SATA drive that's in the...
Yeah, but it will be nice if it functions the way
we
hope
it
would.
Yeah.
We can actually have... whenever we come over, we all have memory units. So we go to someone's house, somebody's got to copy their profile onto the hard drive before we can plug in.
Sometimes
since you can only have,
because they designed a system that's capable of 4 players, yet they only put 2 memory card slots
and
on
2 USB slots.
3.
Well, we count the one on the back. Yeah. I don't count the one on the
back. It's there.
Mine's permanently used up.
Right.
By your HD DVD player.
And the vision camera.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Piggyback the... camera off the
that's
DVD
right because the HD DVD drive has 2 USB slots on the back.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll be nice to be able to have 4 profiles signed in and not have to unplug and move stuff around and do.
You
all
just
that
need
crap.
A little cheapy USB hub, which you got with Rock Band 1 if you bought that.
Probably
or two. No, I think 2. I think they took it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wireless stuff.
Oh yeah, because it was all wireless stuff. But yeah, whatever.
Because you already had
$10,
it because
you
bought
you
Rock Band 1.
You can go to CompUSA and buy a USB hub.
Yeah.
Yes. You can buy one that looks like a TARDIS if you want.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be nice. But it makes me wonder, with all the stuff they're doing, it makes me wonder when they plan on saying, hey, here's the next console.
Yeah.
Because, we've got Natal coming out later this year. And, PS3's got its little PlayStation Move. Which still just looks like a
dildo.
Microphone dildo thing.
Yeah.
It's a dildophone.
It's a space dildo.
From people that have used it, if the games are designed for it, apparently it's really good, but I don't know. I just don't
motion
see
controllers
me,
are
I just
not
don't
the
see
future.
Me playing games that way.
The only thing that it wins at is that commercial was funny. From the future. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did like the
I haven't seen it.
I did like the part where he talks about boxing.
Yeah.
That's probably the best.
It's got buttons on it for people that like to do things other than catch a big red ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just
you'll have to watch it. He basically... Okay.
Basically tearing apart.
The Wii.
He says
well, the
how
Wii the... and the
Natal. Yeah, and the Natal. But he basically says how the PlayStation controller is
better.
So wonderful and awesome.
But it's from the future of like October of this year.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Where everybody has jetpacks and flying cars.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. I think I made this call when we were outside on our break. Christmas 2012 is going to be my guess. That's going to be...
So it'll be just after the end of the world.
For the Xbox 3 or 720 or 1080, whatever.
It's going
to
be the Xbox... The Extreme
Xbox
Box
XP.
Stream.
The XP box.
Yes. The Y box. Mm-hmm.
They just go with like Xbox 7. Well, just unilateral. I mean, Windows 7 doesn't make any sense, so...
I can just tell you exactly when it's going to be announced.
Uh-oh.
I can predict the future. It will be the day after I buy the 250 gig drive.
There you go.
So like... Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Thursday.
BJ's waiting for me so he can inherit so can my 120 gig drive, which is already full. That's disgusting, but...
Yeah, I'm salivating. I had to delete a bunch of shit to...
Don't look at me. You're not getting mine.
No. I'm just looking at your direction because it's most convenient. Okay. I really don't want to look at you, but... Too sexy. I had to delete a bunch of shit so I could install Space Asshole, which is like six, it's like a 6 gig install,
mm-hmm.
which is atrocious.
Which on the 13 gig original drive.
Yeah, pretty much. So I've got like a sliver of
You
hard
sort of
drive
remind left. Me of the days of me rocking my 286 with a 20 meg hard drive where it was like...
That's what it feels like.
What game has to come off for me to put this one on?
Pretty much.
That's... And I remember the day where a game came out and said, requires 20 megs, and I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Guess I'm not getting that one.
Hey, speaking of old games.
Oh.
Do we have any value picks for this week?
I think we do.
Segway-rama.
Yeah, I am segging it up.
Why don't you go first, BJ?
My value pick for this week is actually going to be the Grand Theft Auto Faux.
Quattro,
Catorce, whatever. Which you can get from Catorce various...
Catorce is 14.
I know.
Okay.
Not according to you two.
So... Grand Theft Auto 4, which you can get from many, many sources, $20. If you don't know what this game's about...
Where have you been?
There might be stealing of automobiles.
Yes. You thieve automobiles, and then you shoot people.
Mm-hmm. And it's grand.
Yes.
And you go bowling, cousin.
Hey, Nico! Cousin Nico! Come throw darts with me! Let's get drunk!
Yeah, and all your friends call you all the time.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have very needy friends. Yeah.
Very needy.
But it's still a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
So much fun.
You can totally blow your friends off. It's okay.
Yeah, and you can totally blow them up also mm-hmm. if you want. They might not be your friends anymore, but
fuck
who needs friends? The special edition you can actually get pretty cheap, and it kind of goes out of our price range for value games at around $39, $39.40, something like that.
What is that?
Dollars.
The Lost and the Damned and Gay Tony?
No, he's
no,
talking
no,
about
I'm
the,
talking about the original special
oh,
edition.
Oh, the one that came with a duffel bag.
Gotcha.
And
yeah, it comes with a duffel bag, a lockbox, an art book, and a CD. Box. And I think they're pretty cool accessories, you know.
Yeah, you bought it.
I bought it.
That was me for once not buying the special edition or something.
I like special editions when they come with stuff that, you know, that can be useful. I used the duffel bag that I got for my man purse for a while. Carried all my shit around. Mm-hmm. And I still use the lockbox for all my soldering accessories.
Yeah, I tend to buy special editions for games I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that works out. Sometimes it's Assassin's Creed.
But that's pretty my sure. value game. I'm sure you can... I think you can get the... you can get Ballad of Gay Tony and The Lost and Damned on a disc also if you want. And that's kind of inexpensive.
Yeah.
But
it's like $40
but it's not important.
Full price, but you can usually find it for sale somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even need 30. The original game if you have that disc.
Right. But, you know, the core game is where it's at.
Exactly.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or most def.
Okay.
Harlow?
Value game.
I'm cheating a little bit too because I'm going $10 over our normal $20 range. And of course, I'm picking the God of War collection for the PS3, the revamped HD. Goodness.
Yeah.
Because
good.
If you haven't played the original two, then there's your reason to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because it's weird because the cutscenes look worse, but then you get into the actual gameplay and it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure they
didn't
try to.
It's like one of those reverse things.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't try to re-render the cutscenes. You know, nope. That's just too much work. But the game engine could be tweaked.
Right. Yeah. Originally, you could, if you got the composite video cables for the PS2,
yeah,
you could play the second one in some in progressive scan.
Yeah, it was like 640p.
You could play them both in progressive, but it was like 540p. Yeah, or something.
It was kind of weird.
It was a higher resolution.
I'll tell you, it did look noticeably better.
Yeah, yeah. I never tried until I got my PS3, with backwards compatibility.
Right,
mm-hmm. And it was kind of janky because.
It's PS3.
Well, no, the weird thing about the PS3, and I don't know if they fixed this on later models, but if you put in a PS1 or 2 game,
it shut your controller off.
You would have to, to be on like right at the beginning to do that weird hold down the button thing, you had to go hardwired, and then you could unplug it. But you would have to like hardwire it into the console enough to hold. If you wanted to boot it up in the, you had to hold down like certain buttons to start it up in the HD mode on God of War 2.
Well, guess what?
Yes.
Huh. You don't have to do that with the God of War collection.
Yeah, so buy that.
Yeah, much easier.
Yeah.
And considering they took out all the backwards compatibility, that's pretty much your only option.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Or go buy a PS3 for dirt cheap. Or two. But either way, play God of War 1 and 2. Might as well play it as pretty as possible if you already have a PS3.
Mm. Yeah, and you'll get the full story.
The full story.
In which Kratos kills people.
Uh-huh. God by gods.
Yeah. Everyone who gets near Kratos dies somehow.
Yay. Even you will die someday because you got near Kratos.
Eventually.
Yep.
Eventually you'll die.
Yep.
One day.
That's deep.
Maybe. So speaking of dying, Simpsons game. That's my pick.
Full of death.
Yes.
Nothing but death and destruction.
Death and dismemberment.
What are you talking about? You can't kill the Simpsons.
Actually, yeah.
They're not like Bebe's kids.
Nice. But no, it was a game that came out for Wii, 360, and PS3 a few years back. I was thinking about, how we played Psychonauts a few weeks ago, and that's one of those well-written, funny platformers. And it's very same thing. It's one of those games where the gameplay can get a little bit frustrating, but it's still worth it. You want to keep playing to see the cutscenes and all the stupid stuff that all the Simpsons characters do. And that's one of those very much self-referential video game, this is what you do in video games things.
Yep.
I mean, there's an achievement called the easiest achievement ever, which is pressing start at the start menu.
Nice.
So they do a lot of goofy stuff like that. And then there's all sorts of video game cliches that you can collect.
That game has been on my shame list for quite a long time. Yeah. I've not played anything but the demo.
Really?
Yeah.
Then the demo was not one of the better levels, I thought.
Okay.
The demo was actually one of the more annoying levels, which was kind of weird. But
sadly, I want to play it mostly to get to the Futurama level. I mean, I don't mind The Simpsons, and I like The Simpsons. We'll watch The Simpsons, but my love is for Futurama over The Simpsons.
Gotcha.
Then you will definitely appreciate when you get to the Futurama level.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I miss Bart versus the Space Mutants.
NES?
Yeah.
This is another callback? Void the Noid?
That's my Simpsons game of choice.
Okay.
Yeah,
I played a lot more video games as a kid.
I think I got it for like $10 at Best Buy.
Sweet.
I think Amazon has it for like $19.99. So it does fall in our price range.
Yay!
We got
unlike someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine was technically two games.
Heretic.
But yeah, if you don't mind 3D platformers, there's a lot of the collection stuff because that's apparently what you have to do if you make a 3D platformer.
Of course. But
if you're definitely a fan of The Simpsons, it's fun.
Sweet.
So yeah, I would recommend it.
So I think that'll probably just about wrap us up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're running out of stuff to talk about.
So if you'd like to get in contact with us, the easiest place to do that is noquarters.net.
Hooray.
Home of No Quarters.
Yes. You can also visit us on Twitter. We're at noquartersnet. Facebook. We have not quite secured the name, so just search for No Quarters.
Yep. You'll find it.
Of course, you can find us on the iTunes. Please subscribe there.
Quarters.
And rate us. And if you have a moment, please leave a comment. Good,
like
bad, or indifferent.
A review-y type thing.
Yeah. Read the show notes.
Yeah. Show notes.
I like writing show notes.
Don't forget the show notes.
And sometimes we post random weird things on there, like we just did.
You'll probably see one that was from 6 months ago up there now.
That we just did while we should have been recording tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But also a quick little shout out and congratulations to Z Pistolero, who was the winner of we did a little thing on Twitter.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We gave away a StarCraft beta invite that I got when they gave away the friend invites.
Mm-hmm.
So
what was the challenge? And
basically, it was just follow us and retweet it. And what I did is I literally wrote down everybody's name, put them in a not a hat but a cup, and pulled a name at random.
Sweet.
And he was the lucky random winner.
Did you play any StarCraft 2 with him?
Not yet. He did direct messages and say, hit me up for some 2v2, which I think is StarCraft speak for let's game.
Yes, but let us play. Play, let us.
Yeah.
He wants to be on your team.
He does.
Yep.
You better be on your game.
He does, so we can get double raped by two Korean dudes.
Did you mention Korean dude rape?
Korean, did he say?
I don't know. Zay Pistolero, I'm going to go with maybe not. Zay Pistolero.
Oh, you're probably going to lose then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to tell you
that. It won't be Z Pistolero's fault. It'll be your fault. But.
Well, if you know Kim Jong-il had followed us
yeah.
on Twitter, I would have totally just
He's already got an invite.
It would not. Yeah. That's true. With power.
If Kim Jong-il follows us on Twitter, I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
He actually financed StarCraft 2's creation.
Pretty awesome. So anyway. Yeah, so...
I want it now.
She's so
what is Zerg?
He's so Ronery.
Oh, Zerglush.
I think that's gonna just about do it for
us.
All
right. Yeah. I think we're done here.
As long as we don't ramble for another 25 minutes.
Nah, let's not.
It's possible.
Let's not and say we did.
Let's cut it off like the Hydra's head.
Yes.
Sure.
Or Hercules' face.
Or Cerberus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yes, we are kind of a Cerberus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear God.
We guard the gates of hell.
From what?
I don't know.
I've always wondered that about Cerberus. Why is he guarding the gates? Nobody wants to get into hell.
Well, Jesus wants to get into hell so he can fuck the devil up. I
don't
know.
Think that was in the Bible.
I don't.
Yeah, I missed that one.
I don't read those Jesus comic books. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
My favorite comic book character, Jesus.
Yeah. You can just see Jesus on the WWF mic just hyping him up.
Yeah.
Good for you, Lucifer! I'm going to take that pitchfork. WrestleMania 23, I'm going to come after you! What are you going to do when this beard finds you? What are you going to do when the Son of God comes for you, brother? You're about to get crucified, brother.
Yep, we're once again banned in the Bible Belt.
Yep.
Awesome. Blood of the Lamb!
Yes. All right. Anyway.
So, yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up for this train wreck today.
Yeah. I'm Mackie.
I'm the Beej.
And I'm Harlow.
And we love video games.
Yeah.
And you.
All right. No quarters out.
And your mother.